Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. And let's be real, who here hasn't felt that crushing weight of procrastination at some point? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt and the couch is calling your name with siren song levels of seduction. It's a struggle we all face, but today, we're not just going to talk about it, we're going to conquer it. Because let's face it, dreams don't materialize by themselves. They need action. Folks, real tangible action. So strap in, because this episode is going to be your guide to breaking free from procrastination and getting your goals rolling. First things first. Understand that procrastination isn't laziness, it's fear disguised as a chill afternoon nap. It's fear of failure, fear of the unknown, even fear of success itself. The Stoics understood the struggle perfectly, and they had some pretty potent remedies. Number one, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, that's just a fact. But you can control your actions, your responses. So instead of getting bogged down by the what-ifs and the maybes, take baby steps. Start with something small, something achievable, and build momentum from there. Second, remember the power of now. Procrastination is often about delaying gratification. We want instant results, but real change takes time and effort. The Stoics believed in living fully in the present moment. So instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, focus on what you can do right now. One step at a time, one action at a time. Third, visualize your success. This isn't just daydreaming, it's a powerful tool to strengthen your resolve. Imagine yourself achieving your goals, feel the excitement, the satisfaction, the sense of accomplishment. This vivid imagery helps rewire your brain, making those actions feel more attainable and desirable. Fourth, find an accountability buddy. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Having someone who shares your goals, who cheers you on, and who holds you accountable can make a world of difference. You can support each other, celebrate victories, and even help each other get back on track when things get tough. And finally, remember this. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Every setback is an opportunity to learn, adapt, and grow. So don't let fear of failure paralyze you. Embrace the bumps in the road, they're what make the journey worthwhile. Think about the time you were putting off something important, maybe starting a new project, finally cleaning out your closet, or even just making that phone call you've been avoiding. What was holding you back? Was it fear of judgment, fear of failure, or simply the allure of doing anything else? Now imagine you took a different approach. What if, instead of letting those fears dictate your actions, you decided to focus on the benefits of taking action? What if you visualized yourself achieving that goal, feeling the sense of accomplishment and satisfaction? What if you found an accountability buddy to support you along the way? See, it's all about shifting your mindset. It's about choosing courage over comfort, progress over perfection. Remember, every small step forward is a victory. Every action, no matter how insignificant it may seem, brings you closer to your goals and dreams. So go out there, take that first step, and watch what happens when you finally break free from the shackles of procrastination. This isn't just about ticking off items on a list, it's about living a life of purpose and intention. It's about embracing challenges, celebrating victories, and constantly striving to be your best self. So keep that stoic spirit alive. Remember to focus on what you can control, live in the present moment, visualize your success, find an accountability buddy, and never let fear hold you back. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of stoic inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.